Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
Yeah. I tell you what, great day. I'm still excited from last week. But we've had a great weekend. We've been away at Noosa North Shore, just chilling out for the last few days. And so good to be back here today. And I have a word of God with me. And I just want to share this. But before I do, I just want to open in prayer. So why don't we just close our eyes for a sec. Father God, we just come right now. Today, as we open up your word, your scripture, Lord God, and we have stories together and we fellowship together. Jesus, we do this because we love you so much. And God, we just want to thank you that you sent your son, Jesus. Jesus, we thank you that you came and you did what you did for us, to be with us, to rescue us, to bring life into our worlds, to breathe again into us. And so, Father, today we worship. We have done so in song and we've done so through generosity. But right now, as your church, we come around your word. And Father, we just lift up that mighty, mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yeah, can we just give God a shout of praise before we start? And just worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So I just want to read Luke 2:11. Just a short one today. And this is what it says. It says, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Christ the Lord. And that's what we celebrate today, isn't it? The birth of Jesus Christ the Lord. And so today what I want to do is I just want to praise God together. I want to rejoice together with you as our Savior and our best friend, Jesus Christ. And so I just want to bring joy into this room. You know, as much as Jesus is a man who walked the face of this earth, he is also God. He is the Lord God Almighty. Jesus is life. He's the light we shine, the life we live, and the message we carry. Amen? You believe that? So Jesus is the source. He's the reason why we live. He's the reason why I live, why I wake up every day. You know, there's a story from James Irwin. He served as Apollo Lunar Module pilot for Apollo 15. So it was the fourth human lunar landing, and he was the eighth person to walk on the moon. So he was a wishy-washy type of Christian before going to the moon. But when he was there, he had a real experience with God. And in his testimony, he talks about how from the moon, he turned around to planet Earth, and it was the size of his thumb. What an amazing perspective that is. And while he was up there, they had equipment failure. Which isn't probably a good thing to happen up on the moon. You don't really have a shed there with your tools to fix things. So they had this problem, and he just prayed to God, and he felt like God gave him the answers to fix the problem, mechanical problem up there on the moon. And in fact, he goes as far as to say that when God was speaking to him, he actually turned around quickly because he thought God was right behind him. He had a massive experience out on space with God. And this is some famous words that James later said. He said, "The most significant achievement of our age is not that man stood on the moon, but rather that God in Christ stood upon the earth." What a great perspective. And I just love that. You know, today we don't just celebrate a man, Jesus Christ. We celebrate our God who was and is with us, Emmanuel, amen. We celebrate our Redeemer, our Healer, our Forgiver, Authority Giver, Victor, Proclaimer, Provider, our Restorer, our Hope Giver, our Lord and our Savior, the one who washes us, the one who cleanses us, the one who covers us in His blood, and the one who empowers us. That's our Jesus that we celebrate today. I just want to tell you that if you're in this place this morning and you're looking at Christmas and you're just like, you like this family celebration, I just want to tell you today it is so much more than just that. And it's so much more than just a man coming. It's so much more than a baby in a manger. It's the God that came to earth and rose again in power and victory so that you and I can do the exact same thing. And not just later in eternity, church. Here today is our best day because we have God with us and in us. Amen? You believe that? God is with us in every moment. The power of the Holy Ghost is with us. He sent the Holy Spirit when he ascended back into heaven. And the Bible teaches us that he will come back again in glory, in splendor, in victory. Our Lord Jesus Christ will come back and bring us into his presence and kingdom. Amen. Can we give God a shout of praise? So I'm pretty excited today. John 1 tells us that Jesus was and is the Word of God. That all things are made through Jesus and nothing was made without Jesus. Jesus truly is life. He is life to us, purpose to us. John the Baptist acknowledged that not only was Jesus in the world, but the world was made through Jesus. That's what John said. Jesus is both grace and is truth to us today. He is the Lamb of God that takes away sin. In other words, the sacrifice that is like no other sacrifice. John the Baptist said that he had seen and can testify that Jesus is the Son of God. That Jesus, when you read the Gospel of John and he talks about Jesus, you know, he testifies that this truly is none other than the Son of God, the one that I'm not worthy to baptize. You know, not even to undo or do up his shoelaces. The Son of the Almighty God was here on planet Earth. Can you believe that? Can you believe he actually walked on planet Earth and he's going to again? How amazing is that? The magnificence of God. You know, today I just want to talk about two often asked questions. Number one, why would God choose to come to Earth? And number two, why would he choose to reveal himself to us as humans? You know, and I think that when James was on the moon, these are two questions that he would have been asking. Why on earth would this God of the universe, you know, a whole different perspective of all the universe. You know, the Jews talk about, that Jesus lifts up the corner of his robe and goes, whoa, there's a universe right there. You know, and I was always taught in Sunday school how God the Father is in heaven and he dances with the universe all around him, the glory and the splendor of all of his creation. You know, the world is in his hands. You know, there is this imagery, like, imagine being on the moon like James and just going, oh my goodness, the splendor of what God sees, the magnificence of what God has created. And to have this realization, what we're doing up here on the moon today, this is actually nothing. But what Jesus did by coming to earth, that's everything right there. So amazing. So why did God choose to come to earth? And why would he choose to reveal himself to you and I through Jesus? Well, there was a Scottish farmer who did not believe in the Christmas story. The idea that God would become a man was absurd to him. His wife, however, was a Christian. And her husband would ridicule her, mocking her faith and her belief. It's all nonsense, he said. Why would God lower himself to become a human like us? It's such a ridiculous story, isn't it? Well, one snowy Sunday evening, when his wife and children were in church, the farmer relaxed at home. After they had left, the weather deteriorated into a blinding snowstorm. Then he heard a loud thump against the window, then another thump. He ventured outside to see what was happening, and there in the field he saw a large flock of geese. They had been migrating south, but had become disorientated by the storm. They were stranded on his farm, unable to fly or to see their way. The farmer took compassion on them, and he wanted to help them. He realized that his barn would give them shelter for the night. So he opened the barn doors and stood back, hoping that they would make their way in. But they didn't realize that it would be shelter for them. So he tried to shoo the geese in.
but they ran in all directions. Perplexed, he got some bread and made a trail all the way to the barn doors, but they still didn't catch on. Nothing he could do would get them into the warmth and the shelter of the barn. Feeling totally frustrated, he exclaimed, "Why don't they follow me? Can't they see this is the only place where they can survive the storm? How can I possibly get them to follow me?" So he thought for a moment and then realized that they would not follow a human. He said to himself, "How can I possibly save them? The only way would be for me to become a goose. If only I could become like them, then I could save them. They would follow me and I would lead them to safety." It was at that moment that he stopped and realized what he had just said. If only I could become like one of them, then I could save them. It was then that he understood God's heart towards mankind. This is why God in Christ Jesus came down to earth to lead us, to lead us into the barn, to lead us into safety. The angel Gabriel told Mary that Jesus would be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. This is why Jesus came to earth, to lead us, to be with us, to direct us. In other words, he became the goose so that we could find shelter. He became the goose, mankind. He became man that we could find our way. Where we were perplexed in the storms of life, you know, when life tries to overcome, there is a way for us, amen? It's the light, Jesus Christ. It's the beacon on the hill. It's the message to all mankind that Jesus Christ is Lord, amen? The saving grace that we all need so much. So if the band could come and join me, and in closing today, today we simply celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ, the anointed one to anoint. He was and is God the Son. He came to earth, he walked a life as any of us walk. And he victoriously made a way so that we can walk now in victory also. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21 says these words. "Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Amen. So today we celebrate Jesus. Amen. Can we give God one more shout of praise? And that's why we're here at church on this amazing Wednesday morning celebrating the Lamb, the great I Am. Amen. You know, we're going to go out rejoicing in just a moment, singing that song again, "He Shall Reign Forevermore." But before we do, I'm just going to ask church, can we just close our eyes? I'd like to make the most amazing invitation ever given to mankind right now. Jesus gave this. He's empowered me to be able to give this invitation to you today. And so while every eye is closed, if you're in this place, and perhaps this morning started out as a religious act, but now God wants to transform that and make it a personal revelation and reveal himself to you this morning. So if you're in this place and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you're here and you don't have a relationship with him, if today has just started as a normal day, but now you're seeing the purpose and the realization, the truth of what today really is all about, and you would like to respond by saying, "God, I give you my heart as you gave your life for me. I want to live delivered as you are delivered. I want to live victorious as you are victorious. I want to reign as you reign. I want to be in you, under your arm. I want to be covered by the blood that Jesus shed on that cross." If that's you today, while every eye is closed, can I just ask you just to boldly lift your hand right now, just so I can pray for you and with you in just a moment. Not going to embarrass anyone or ask you down in front. I see your hand back there, sir. Such a good decision. You can put your hand down. Is there anyone else in this place who's going to look around once more? The best decision you could ever make in your life. Amen. Amen. Well, sir, I'm just going to pray with you right now. That's truly the best decision you've ever made. And you know what? God wants to do something special in your life this day. However you view yourself, whatever anyone has ever said about you, God wants to bring a new truth that you are the Son of God. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and He gave His life up for you for today. That's why today is the best day. Right now, you are what they call a Christian. You are a believer, and you can now walk in faith. As you walk out these doors, today is just like any day when you walk out those doors, except for something is different in you. You walk now with Jesus, okay? And you can pray and ask Him to help, and He'll be with you. Why not? I'll just pray. And why don't you just make this your first new prayer today as well. Father God, I just want to thank You so much for what You've done. And we receive it today. And in response, I'm convicted to give my heart to You. So Father, today I give my life, my whole life, I give it to You. And I ask that You would direct my steps. I ask that You would help me become stronger every single day. I ask, God, would You come and renew my mind as Your word says that You do, Jesus. And Father, today I know that I'm going to go from victory to victory, from glory to glory, and from strength to strength as I walk out my Christian walk. I give You the praise and I declare I am now a Christian. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, amen. Amen. Can we put our hands together just one more time? What an amazing way to celebrate.